No, it wasn't. I said, the Corpusants have mercy on us all, and I hope they will, still. But do they only have mercy on long faces? Have they no bowels for a laugh? And look you, Mr. Starbuck, but it's too dark for a look. Hear me, then. I take that masthead flame we saw for a sign of good luck, for those masts are rooted in a hold that is going to be chock-a-block with sperm oil, do you see? And so all that sperm oil will work up into the masts, like sap in a tree. Yes, our three masts will yet be as three spermaceti candles. That's the good promise we saw. At that moment, Starbuck caught sight of Stubbs' face slowly beginning to glimmer into sight. Glancing upwards, he cried, "See? See?" And once more the high, tapering flames were beheld with what seemed redoubled supernaturalness in their pallor. "The Corpusants have mercy on us all!" cried Stubb again. At the base of the mainmast, full beneath the doubloon in the flame, the Parsee was kneeling in Ahab's front, but with his head bowed away from him, while nearby, from the arched and overhanging rigging, where they had just been engaged in securing a spar, a number of the seamen, arrested by the glare, now cohered together and hung pendulous like a knot of numbed wasps from a drooping orchard twig. In various enchanted attitudes, like the standing or stepping or running skeletons in Herculaneum, others remained rooted to the deck, but all their eyes upcast.